Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Happy New Year. Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace for the 1st of January 2023. However this day finds you, I pray that the Lord will bless us as we reflect upon his word to us. From Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise.
Thank you.
Let us pray. God of majesty and mystery, like the magi following the star, we come to you in wonder. Your purposes are beyond our comprehension, your majesty incomparable, your love beyond imagination, your presence always with us. We praise you for your steadfast love and offer you our trust for the days ahead as we seek to follow faithfully in the footsteps of Christ, our newborn King. We thank you that you can make all things new. Thank you for all that you've allowed into our lives this past year, the good and difficult as it is to pray, those things which have been hard and difficult, but which have reminded us how much we need you and rely on your presence filling us every single day. A new year brings with it a measure of hope. We want what was dreadful in the previous year to be justified somehow by the following one. Yet we enter 2023, knowing that 2022 and 2021 before it have in many ways left a legacy of hatred or confusion or injustice in our midst, and the dread may seem unending. Merciful Lord, forgive us for the sins of the past year. As we look to a new year, we confess to you that we are anxious and uncertain, for we do not know what will come to us. Yet, Lord, we know that you will be with us according to your mercy. Forgive us for letting fear and worry control our minds and for allowing pride and selfishness to wreak havoc over our lives. Forgive us for not following your ways and for living distant from your presence. We ask that you make all things new in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives for this coming year. You are our God. Our times are in your hands. Give strength to the weary, and new strength to those who wait, and grace to all who call upon you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
What child is this who lay to whom angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping?
This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing.
So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come peasant king to own him, the King of Kings salvation brings. Let loving hearts enthrone.
Oh,
from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Amen. You have to marvel at these magi travelling from afar. They scanned the heavens, looking for signs to the future and stars that were being born. And by the stars and the trade routes, they will have navigated their way to Jerusalem. Rather like those old transatlantic navigators, they were able to pick their way west, following the stars in the night sky. However, like all navigators, you have to know where you are to begin the journey. You need a fixed reference point to start out on your way. Today, we stand at the beginning of a new year, all uncharted territory in front of us, all unknown landscape ahead of us. This past Christmas season has given us the chance to calibrate our sat-nav, to reset our GPS, that's our God positioning system. We may look back over the past year and the misfortunes and mistakes which have thrown us off course. We need to check our present position in the sight of God, for there are deviations to be corrected, relationships to be repaired, and sins for which to repent. Forgiveness needs to be found and restitution made before we can turn over the stained page of the past. But the year ahead is unsullied, the chart of the future life clean and waiting to be plotted, if only we knew the way. So here is a prayer for guidance. If I have found grace in thy sight, show me now thy way. That's from the book of Exodus, chapter 33 and verse 13. It was the prayer of Moses for himself and the people of God as they wandered along an unknown way across the bewildering wilderness. They had fled from Egypt across the Red Sea, but they had run into a land for which there was no known path. They had no skills in stellar navigation, no astronomical roadmap, though the trade routes were well worn. But what they did have is a God who promised that he would be with them. Yet they had turned aside from the commands and worship of that God and turned to gods of gold. And how often do you see adverts in times of recession encouraging you and I to invest in gold as a hedge against stock market falls and uncertain currency fluctuations? Gold is a safe haven, it is said, in financial markets. As it is now, so it was then. And the people put their trust in the gods of gold, fabricated from precious metal. And yet the Magi tell us what to do with gold, oh, and frankincense and myrrh. For we read in Matthew 2 that on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. And then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense and myrrh. The best investment we can make is in the worship of God. Of course, there's wise stewardship and making proper provision for the future and using worldly wealth to secure that future. But these travellers through the desert made the worship of Jesus their fixed point, their navigational beacon, their North Star. They invested themselves in the future that had dawned on them in Jesus Christ. And when they found themselves lost, there was one who said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." In a famous Christmas Day broadcast of 1939, King George VI quoted a famous poem by Louise Mamie Haskins. "I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, 'Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown.' And he replied, 'Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way.' So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night, and he led me toward the hills and the breaking of day in the lone east."
Thank you.
Let us again turn to God in prayer. You have created a time for everything under heaven, a time for remembering, and a time to set plans for the future, a time for prayer, and a time to act with courage and compassion, a time for sacrifice, and a time to enjoy the fruits of our toil. In Jesus Christ you have made your home among us and gathered our times into your time so that we might live the life of the kingdom which you prepared for us from the foundation of the world. We give thanks for all the blessings of this past year. You have helped us in the past and there is no end to your mercy. In these difficult times, protect your church from the assaults of the evil one. Keep all pastors faithful in care and in teaching, and keep your flock from indifference and shame. Bless the nations of the earth with leaders who are wise and just, with public servants who are compassionate and patient, and with citizens who are honourable and respectful. Bless all the lawful actions taken by our country. Do not let us grow weary in well-doing. Bless the resources of the earth and the labour of all the workers. Bless our children. Grant that they may grow in virtue and faithfulness until the end. And have mercy on those who are lonely, tired, anxious, or despairing, on those without home, employment, or family, and especially on those who have lost hope. Remember us in our dark times and teach us all not to worry about the future. And hear us now as further we pray together in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for tuning in on this first Sunday of the year. If you are one for making New Year's resolutions, why not resolve to gather with fellow Christians in a congregation of lively faith where you may grow in faith and hope and love this coming year? You'd be welcome to join with us in person or online at St. Andrew's Sherbrooke at 256 Rue Queen Street in Sherbrooke at 10:30 in the morning on Sundays. And now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Join with all nature in man.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.